It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Or sometimes we just can't wait to start it. It is a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where we give you the news. What you do with it,
well, that's on you.
A big shout out because we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming live, technology worked, apps apt, on our Hank Facebook page. Join in. Have fun in the comments section, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of streaming, it has officially a name. Officially. That would be another, because they're filming just like two blocks south of us today for Land Man.
New
we're,
friends.
We're on Billy Bob Thornton Watch, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently Demi Moore, too.
Sam Elliott Mustache Watch. So close. So close to it. But the spinoff series that will have Beth and Rip in it will be known. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dutton Ranch. That's going to be called. Okay. That's the name. Yeah. So it will be on Paramount Network, and it will be sometime next year, it's expected. So that'll be the spinoff. And other country music people news, Lainey Wilson, speaking of Yellowstone, she's going to make her feature film debut in a movie called A Universal Picture Adaptation of the best-selling book by Colleen Hoover, Reminders of Him. Oh. So the movie will be out next February.
Chick flick?
Kind of sounds like it.
Reminders of like Him.
If it's based on a book, I have no.
That's encouraging.
I made it about as far probably into the last book I tried as you did with 50 Shades.
Okay.
Yeah, about 50 pages, and it's like, deuce.
So kids will make fun of one another for almost any reason whatsoever. And unfortunately, admin, well, they get in on the act as well. Take Jeff Goldblum, for instance, who says that one teacher once sent home a note saying he needed to work on his legendary voice.
My mom was sent home with a little note in school. They said, Jeffrey is in chorus, you know, but I don't know. He's got this low voice or something. He can't sing. So we were practicing some falsettos.
Yeah.
So I studied along with my acting. Voice and singing.
Yeah.
Everybody's got what they've got. And, well, I have what I have.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what any of that means. But he's got what he's got.
Mm-hmm. Now, all I feel like I'm doing now is a bad impersonation of myself.
But he does do it well.
Yeah, yeah, nobody does a Jeff Goldblum quite like Jeff Goldblum does. Legend. NFL came down pretty hard on the whole Shedeur Sanders NFL prank call that went down when some teens got a hold of Shedeur Sanders' number, Deion's kid, in the draft. And as the first-round talent by many started to slide all the way, finally taken by the Browns in the fifth round, they called him up and said, hey, we're taking you. I'm like, cool. He's like, just kidding. And then hang up and then giggled. Well, they now a $250,000 fine by the NFL.
Ooh.
And it all goes to the dad of the kid, who is Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. $250,000. So
yeah, didn't the kid like find it on dad's iPad?
Yeah, he also found a couple more, and that wasn't the only prank call that happened,
oh,
too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was one. The guy went number 3 overall. That was pretty good, Abdul Carter, but they prank called him as well. His refrigerator was not running. By the way, maybe the last laugh will be for Shedeur. He has the number 1 selling jersey in the NFL right now.
Well, it does come down to fashion at the end of the day. You know, Bill Belichick coming to the defense of his lady. You know, that interview with CBS has gone viral after Jordan Hudson seems to be butting in on questions and running things behind the scenes. But Bill says, they enjoy a personal and professional relationship, so she was just doing her job. Told the network beforehand that they were only there to discuss his new book, not anything about their love story. Meanwhile, rumors also swirling that UNC was supposed to be featured on the HBO show Hard Knocks. However, she was very instrumental in getting that canceled as well.
Yeah, I saw that statement. And there's no way that came from Bill Belichick, because he famously, at press conferences and just general, they win the Super Bowl and he only has like three-word answers. There's no way he wrote three paragraphs. He has no interest in that.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah.
Blink twice, Belichick, if we need to save you.
Are you okay in there?
Okay?
Hello?
All right. So yesterday, in fact, Mom called last night. And she was like, everything okay? We didn't see on not necessarily the news of the live stream yesterday. And yes, we were okay. Or were we? But yes, I said, you missed the perfect confluence of events when we had news that involved both Shaboozy and Jelly Roll. That's right.
Shaboozy.
And
Jelly Roll
was in the same story as they were competing with Guy Fieri. Well, on the heels of October 9th being a Shaboozy concert date there at Billy Bob's, Texas, yesterday the Roll decided he gonna roll this way. It's his, he's done this now, I want to say it's his third year. Billy Bob's, get ready. This coming up quick, because he does this quick. May 6th. It is the Jelly Roll and Friends concert.
Mm.
And on this, Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Ernest, hey, Vern, Russell Dickerson, Dasha, and Ashley Cook, too. So he kind of just does these little pop-up shows at Billy Bob's. This is, I think, the third year in a row he's done it. So
it's very popular. I don't have that many friends in life.
BillyBobsTexas.com to get tickets if they're still there.
Jelly Roll!
I mean, because it's Jelly Roll. Try it out loud.
So, you know, Post Malone coming to AT&T Stadium next week, and some very big names coming along for the ride.
Shaboozy.
Yeah, well, you know, rumors keep swirling that Jelly Roll is going to do the pop-in.
Oh.
I have no confirmation on that.
Okay.
But how about the Grapevine High School Band? Now, they were invited to do a pre-show in the parking lot, and they have a little over a week to learn 5 of Posty's songs. Understandably, the kiddos were very, very excited. Post graduated from there in 2013, which I just realized was 12 years ago. So I'm having a moment.
Go Mustang.
Yeah.
There is, they say, a new trend that more people are buying expensive clothes, leaving the tag on, wearing them once, and then returning them. I don't know if this is a new trend.
I know that. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I've got a trailblazer in the family.
Your mom.
The girlfriend does this. In fact,
no.
And she forget. Well, she doesn't return it. She just leaves the tags on everything.
Uh huh.
And there's tags like on everything in her.
Oh my God! That's
it looks like she's shoplifting.
That's horrible. Like it's so itchy and scratchy. Gotta get that off of there.
Yeah, she's, you know. You think I'm the one with commitment issues? And then in a recent survey, 38% of Americans, as we said, May is National Moving Month. 38% of Americans say they hate it when someone asks to help them move. In an accompanying poll, 62% in the previous survey were totally lying. Everybody hates it.
Thanks for cranking up, Hank.
That's why we're here.
Turn it up!